This goes to Dr. Saxena, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Robert Erskine, E-R-S-K-I-N, date of birth 2/1/1947. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Erskine with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and recurrence of prostate cancer. He does see Dr. Cotant, C-O-T-A-N-T, the urologist in Mount Pleasant on a regular basis who follows the prostate carcinoma. He has been doing well in that regard, he states. He states that blood sugars are also well controlled and his Trulicity is now at the maximum dose of 4.5 milligram weekly. And after that change was made, he was able to decrease glipizide to 10 milligram once a day from twice a day, since blood sugars were actually becoming too low after the Trulicity was increased. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, April 21st of this year. Weight is down 8 pounds, and he reports that his last hemoglobin A1C was 6.2. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Avapro, 300 milligram daily. Also, Euloric is 40 milligram daily. He's on the Trulicity, the glipizide, a multivitamin, omega-3, 1,000 milligram daily, eye vitamins, Tylenol if needed for pain, Tricor, and Synthroid. Physical exam, weight 198 pounds, pulse 84, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 13th, 2025. Creatinine is 2.43. Estimated GFR is 27. Previous levels 2.37, 2.32. GFR 27 and 28. Calcium is 10. Sodium 140, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4.6, phosphorus is 3.8, intact parathyroid hormone 16.6, hemoglobin is 10.8, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient gets labs every 1 to 3 months. 2, hypertension. Currently at goal, and 3, diabetic nephropathy with excellent control. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.